Okay, we are now joined by the winner of today's Mission 176 at the Glen, and that is Corey Heim, his 17th victory in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. So congratulations, Corey. We'll open it up right to questions. If you have one, raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start here in the middle and go to Zach.
Nathan Solomon, NASCAR.com. Corey, just kind of take me through those last couple of restarts there with Daniel Hemric. What were you seeing, and how did you hold him off?
Yeah, I think the restart zone that they moved between 6 and 7 was a little bit tougher than we kind of anticipated. You know, I think a lot of people thought, oh, we're going to be single file, spaced out, even 7, you know, and turn 1 won't be much of an issue. But, you know, that was kind of the last... That was not the case at all, for sure. We were definitely working hard to time the restarts right as the control car to get clear. And, you know, the last one, I think he kind of knew what I was trying to do and try to go as early as possible to throw him off a little bit. But he did a good job kind of sticking with me and crossed me over into 1, did everything right, really. Just was in a bad aero spot and really got a lot of respect for him for not, you know, sticking it through there and wiping me out, because he certainly could have. So, you know, Daniel's always been a really clean racer, and I enjoy racing around him. So, you know, props to him for that. But yeah, certainly had a really good Mobile 1 Tundra today. You know, got behind at 1 point, and it was pretty much impossible to pass, it felt like, when we got, you know, single file and spread out and whatnot. But you know, we were able to kind of get some fortunate restarts there at the end, and then you know, got by the 52 and was able to take control from there. So pretty hectic day to say the least. I'm sure everyone saw it, but you know, glad we could pull through and you know, barely make it on fuel, for sure. We were running out there on the last lap.
With the amount of Cup guys that were in the field and the way that you ended up having to come back through the field there in stage 3, does this make this win a little extra gratifying?
Yeah, I wish it wasn't such a crazy, you know, shootout there at the end, because I feel like we could have beaten them straight up. You know, I feel like we were probably the best truck all day, and it was just a track position game at that point. So, you know, when we were trying to pack it full of fuel on our last pit stop, you know, it gave up 5 or 6 spots, which ended up probably being necessary the way we, you know, were about to run out on that last lap. So, you know, it all worked out for us, but I was kind of frustrated at first, you know, just losing that track position with how hard it was to pass. But yeah, I mean, I think if, you know, we could have racked them up one more time, and you know, when the 1 and the 77 got together, I felt like me and Christopher may have been able to, you know, race it out from there, and that would have been cool. But yeah, I mean, it is certainly gratifying with the strength of field and whatnot, and sitting on the pole and beating those guys. But you know, I hate that it was kind of a mess there at the end, for lack of a better word.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Corey, you mentioned racing Daniel there at the end. How different is it when you've got a guy behind you that you have full trust in, or at least believe that he's going to race you as clean and as fairly as possible, as opposed to maybe someone else?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do on your end. I think the end result is just you're not turning around backwards, you know, obviously. But I've been, you know, I've made my own mistakes in my career and whatnot, but I just feel like I've been surrounded by guys in my career that you put them in a bad aero spot and stuff, and I think they're, you know, they're all talented enough to know where they're at and what's going to happen if they, you know, keep the pedal down and keep digging, but they just don't care. So to have a guy like that to race around and know that you can race hard with him and race tight with him, and he's not going to put himself in a bad spot to put you in a bad spot, you know, I think that's a really gratifying feeling as a racer, and being around a guy that, you know, does it the right way. I think that's really cool. So, yeah, if he had kept going through the second S, turn 2, when I was tied to his door, we would have both been around backwards. So that was nice to not do that, for sure.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Lomino, JC. Corey, I heard you talk about the brakes a couple of times today. You even missed the bus stop once. How did that kind of impact you throughout the race?
Yeah, I feel like when I was out front and I could manage my brake temp and, you know, keep everything sort of under me and calm, I was able to manage it, and I didn't get a lot of brake fade. But, you know, we had fade and knockback, and those two things certainly lead to some difficulties later in the runs. And I think those cautions at the end were able to allow me to reset and cool them down again and kind of run my brake fans the entire time under caution. But yeah, it's just frustrating. Like, it was really hit or miss. Like, there were some laps where it was badly in effect, and I would struggle with it on entry, and some laps not. So when I missed the bus stop, I went, you know, to my normal braking point, trying to put pressure on the 81, and just went straight to the floor with no brake pressure. So I'd like pump it up 8 times and then, you know, obviously get it stopped there in the bus stop. But I mean, it's part of it. You know, we don't get to come here every year. So I think if we did, you know, we'd be able to, you know, expect out a little bit more and have those reps and experience within the team and they could work on it. But hadn't been here since 2021 and our brake packages and whatnot have changed since then. And then at Lime Rock, we don't use any curbs or we don't really use a lot of brakes. So apples to oranges as far as racetracks. And, you know, it obviously worked out for us today, but we got some work to do as far as that goes.
Anyone else for Corey? Go back there and then up to Dustin after.
This is Oliver Sajuk from the podium finish. How do you feel about getting 6 wins in back-to-back seasons, knowing there's 8 races left in the year?
Yeah, it's a cool feeling. I think we've definitely had more consistent speed throughout 2025 than we did in years prior. I feel like we were maybe not hit or miss, but we were hit or okay last year, I guess. And, you know, we've really cleared up a lot of the things that we may have struggled with, and me too. You know, I feel like my short track racing has gotten a lot better this year personally, and road courses too. So the races that I felt like we were lacking a little bit last year, we've definitely improved on, and we've also sustained what we were already good at. So kind of putting all the pieces of the puzzle together and, you know, able to back up the 6 wins from last year. And, you know, still hungry for more, though. Want to beat that from last year. And, of course, our sights are set on the championship as well.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple things. Going back to what you were saying about the restart zone, why do you think maybe not as much of an impact? It didn't spread people out as much as maybe the intent or hope.
Why? I'm not really sure. You know, I think you're just not really going fast enough, I guess, into 7. I remember when they did it at where did they do it? That was similar to this, and it worked. It was a Coda that they did it really early, and it worked pretty well. Some other road course, anyway. Yeah, I think it's just if you have a lot of momentum, then you're up to speed on entry to the corner. It stacks everyone up and accordions them, and then they spread back out on exit. But you know, the way I was approaching it was I would start in first gear, shift to second, barely lift, and I was back to throttle. So everyone's pretty much just going through that corner. They're not really lifting much, which I'm not sure really if the intent was to spread people out or make it more exciting. I don't really know. I would assume it was to kind of, you know, get rid of the turn one chaos a little bit. But yeah, it certainly made it, you know, exciting for us. You know, it was actually a pretty big debate on which lane we were to choose, whether it was a leader. And I, you know, the safe bet was the right side, but I was certainly debating going left and just carrying that momentum off the corner and trying to, you know, beat him in the braking zone into one. But I don't mind it. I think it makes racing interesting, and it does spread sort of the middle of the pack out a little bit. I think that's where all the chaos kind of starts, but it makes the racing at the front just as good or better. So I'm an advocate for it.
So when I was saying that, like you mentioned, you went immediately when you got in the zone on the last restart. Was that as much because of the way the restart zone was out, or is that just that was a play you hadn't played yet and you were just trying to do something different? I didn't know if it was because of that or it was kind of the circumstances that was kind of dictating a little bit in your mind how to do that last restart.
Yeah, it was, I did the same thing the last 2 restarts, and my mindset was just kind of, you know, looking back to the momentum thing. It's just like the more speed we can carry into that corner, the more everyone will stack and then I guess unstack, you know, out of the corner. So I was thinking about mixing it up a little bit. I just didn't want him to have the leverage. I think he, I was hoping he was going to expect me to mix it up and then be surprised when I went early again, but he timed it really well and then was able to cross me out of one and stuff, kind of did everything right. But luckily we were able to pull through.
Thanks for explaining that. And when you are having a season like this, a stretch, going back to when you first won the first race last season, you've won a third of the races since then. So when you have, and obviously you know that at these levels, 10% winning percentage is great. You're at 33% the last, you know, essentially 2 years. What is the challenge? How does it, or how do you keep it fresh where, you know, you're being told how great you are? And yes, you are, but I'm sure you tell me that there's probably still more work to do. How do you keep it fresh and keep motivated instead of being, I guess, settling for all the success that you have at this point?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like it really starts with the people around you. You know, you got to have a driven, motivated group of people around you, because if you show up with a lackluster truck, you're not going to do a whole lot. You know, I feel like this place actually exposes that a lot. You know, you see a lot of good road course guys. If they don't quite have the vehicle under them, they struggle more than other road courses, because you just don't have the corners to make it up. You know, there's really one technical corner, and it's the bus stop. So, you know, speaking of Watkins Glen, of course, but in general, I feel like just, yeah, I mean, I have a really motivated group around me, and they're very caught up. They're they're, you know, they do their job the right way. And I feel like it's, we're always in high spirits, you know, and it helps when we bring speed to the racetrack consistently. So, yeah, I mean, I've always just enjoyed, you know, getting better and progressing. I think, you know, I really enjoy the grind, I guess, of it. And, you know, just constantly seeing the results get better. You know, I mentioned earlier that last year I was a little bit hit or miss maybe. And, I've put a lot of work into my craft on the races that were a miss, and I've made them a hit, you know, for lack of a better word. But, yeah, just enjoy the grind. I enjoy getting better, and I enjoy seeing it pay off.
Thank you. Yep. Any final questions for Corey? All right. Well, congratulations, Corey. Thanks for the time, and good luck next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.